But we used to call them slop buckets, but you know, I can't remember. They were wooden buckets, I believe. We call them slop buckets.
Okay.
Big, tall buckets, about this tall, you know.
About two.
Mm-hmm.
2 foot. What would you fry eggs in?
Well, we call it a skillet. A black skillet.
And that was made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the ones in the fire that would have legs on?
Yeah, I had one of those.
You did?
And my mother had one of those. And come to think about it, that's what we had for supper at night. We had a big old cornbread. Hers was about this big. And she'd fix her cornbread and she'd pour it in that skillet. It had legs about this tall. And she'd pull those coals all around under that skillet, and then she'd put the top on there and put coals all around on that top. Boy, that was good.
She'd make a cornbread?
A great big cornbread or a biscuit, you know, like you make biscuit dough.
Uh-huh.
She used to make that and put it in there and cook it by the fire. Plenty of people cook their meals.
Hoe cake, you talking about?
Yeah, hoe cake. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people cook their meals right there on the fireplace. Plenty of them. But we never did. She'd cook cornbread like that at night, not in the morning, because I guess it was too cold in the morning. She couldn't get enough of coals, I guess, to put under the pot.
Did you ever see people take cornmeal and put it in the ashes and cook it that way?
Mm-mm.
Or on a board in front of the fire?
Mm-mm.
You never saw ash cakes or anything like that?
No.
I know some folks used to cook it in the fire.
Well, how did they'd wrap it in something then, huh?
Yeah, wrap it in corn shucks or...
Oh.
Things like that.
No, we used to bake potatoes in ashes. Sweet potatoes?
Yes, ma'am.
We'd bake them in ashes.
Yams? Any different types of yams?
No, well, they had the yams, but then we had they called it Puerto Rico. That was the best potato. And they done got that so messed up until you can't hardly eat it anymore. But that was a good potato.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it was pretty, and they wasn't red, and there was a dark, but they wasn't red. You couldn't call it red, you know. And that we just take them and wash them nice and clean, get a big pile of ashes and stick them under there, and after we'd eat our supper, we'd do that.
Yes, ma'am.
Sitting around the fireplace, you know.
Now, after supper, you had to wash the dishes. You'd put soap on them, and then you do what? You
wash them, and you had a pan to wash them, like I tell you. You had a pan to wash them in, and then you had a pan sitting on the side to dry them. You know, let them, and when you get through washing them, you pour hot water on them, pour that water off, and let them dry, and they almost dry right there in the pan.
When you got the soap off of them, you rinse.
You see, when you take them out of the soap suds, put them in this other one, yeah. Just dry, you know, let them stay in there until you had your pan full.
And that does what? It rinses?
Pour hot water on it and rinse them. And then take them out of there and dry them and put them up.
I see. Mm-hmm. What would you use to, wash the dishes with?
Oh, we used oxygen soap. Believe it or not. And they still have it.
Did you have a little cloth or a rag you used
yeah.
to
uh-huh.
wash the dishes with?
Yeah.
What'd you use? Just a little dish?
Just a little dishcloth, any nice soft piece of, you know, that wasn't too fuzzy, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
We'd use that.
And you dry them with a?
With a dry rag.
Okay. Yeah. What sort of things did you have in the house? Did you often go take a bath or a shower or anything like that?
We had to take our bath and showers in a tub.
The number three, huh?
Number three tub, that's right.